Cut you off. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. Shoot.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
And the snow was on the ground and people were falling and breaking legs and everything. And I said, Lord, please, if you will let us get back to Florida, I won't ever leave. So we came down here and we lived over on North Rome Avenue in Tampa. And every Sunday afternoon, he was working at Drew Field. I think they were building something over at Drew Field.
Yeah, right.
And every Sunday afternoon, we'd ride around and see if we could find a place to buy, because we were renting and we had four children.
Mm-hmm.
So we found this place out at Brandon. It was over where the doctor's offices are over there. 20 acres. I had told the Lord when I was in Charlotte, please let me get some place where there was 10 acres and my house was in the middle, because those houses up there in Charlotte, you could reach out and shake hands with your neighbor right through the window. And I wanted a place like that. But we ended up with 20 acres over there, and my house was on the side, but at least we had 20 acres of land. So that's how come we were in Brandon. And then he decided he'd go in the chicken business, because he got so tired of moving around and going from place to place. And we went completely broke with the chicken. So he had to go back to work in construction, and he had jobs on the beaches. He would have to drive, and sometimes he wouldn't. We'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, fix him a lunch. And sometimes he wouldn't get home until about 10 o'clock at night. But since the children were beginning to get in high school, I decided not to try to go around with him any longer. And that's how we ended up here in Brandon.
Yeah.
And then they all got married and left us, and we had a big two-story house over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too big a place and too much land and too much taxes, so we sold it. But we sold it too soon.
Yeah.
But anyway, we found this little place over here, and that's how come we're in Brandon. And of course, our son is principal of Brooker Elementary School. Mm-hmm. These are his two children.
Okay.
And this daughter belongs to our son that works for Tropicana Orange Juice Company in Bradenton.
All right.
And this daughter was killed in a, this granddaughter was killed in an automobile accident in 1980. And she was my daughter's
child.
So we have, the children are all close around. Our oldest daughter works at the Veterans Hospital. She's a dental technician, and she lives in Valerica. And Milton and Barbara, the mother and father, these two, they live in Valerica also. Yes. And our daughter Mary, that this daughter that was killed, she lives in Temple Terrace. Mm-hmm. And her husband works for Tampa Electric.
Yes.
So we would like to get out of this place because of the traffic. But since we've got all the children here, we just don't leave.
No, it's not bad here. You know, we don't hear cars.
We don't live on the back street.
Yeah,
since they got the lights up, we can get out on 60 pretty well now.
Yeah. So y'all had a, y'all traveled around a whole lot when y'all first got together then.
Oh my land, yes. And we used to go, and he'd go ahead of me, and we had four children, see, and there was 4 years difference between the two smaller ones and the older ones. And he'd go up and ask about renting a place, and he'd say he had two children in school. That's all he told them, you know. So when I'd get there with the other two, said, I thought you just had two children. I said, well, he's got two and I got two.
Good for you. That's why that's it.
But we rented a place in Jacksonville one time. It was beginning to get where you couldn't rent a place hardly when you had children. The first thing they'd want to know is, you got any children?
Yeah.
So we went up to this little old house. I forget what you were building in Jacksonville. But anyway,
name,
she
but
was Hungarian.
She's a nice lady.
And she had a little house by the side of her big house. And we went in, and she had a little place out in front with a lot of flowers and everything. And I said, Miss Dawn, I would like to rent your place. She says, "How many children do you have?" I said, "4." She says, "That's too many." I said, "Well, what do you want me to do with them?" She says, "Oh, you got a nice face." I had 8 myself. So she let us rent that house. And she cried when I had to leave because she didn't drive, and I would take her down to the store and places like that. And I didn't allow my children to write on the walls or pull flowers or anything. She said we had the nicest children, that she'd had people there with one that was more destructive than all we had. So then when they got in high school, I thought I just couldn't move anymore, you know, it was too hard on the children.
Yeah, at that age.
They got to be where you couldn't find a place, hardly. Hmm. They just didn't want to rent to you. They wouldn't mind taking a dog, but they didn't want kids.
Yeah. Well, you know what else I'd love to do?
What? See, I use a mold. I don't have one now. To mold these fiddles in, the shape of them.
Yeah.
I drew me a pattern off of this old one and made me a mold. And all I use is a jigsaw, a chisel, and a hammer, and a knife. Four little cubes. That's all I use. And sandpaper.
Well, you can join the well out if you
want to. Are you working on any now?
No, I'm not working on any now.
You expect to be anytime in the near future?
Well, no, I don't know. I just finished that little black one there just last past week. I haven't started any.
The only thing I don't like about it is he brings all the stuff on his feet out of the garage back into here, all those chips and stuff, you know. But I'd rather he do that is sit around here and mope. And it's kind of expensive because he doesn't sell them.
My granddaughter, the photographer, that's what she's done. She come up there one time and made pictures of me is doing all of this fiddle work, and she put it in a big, nice place. Now that's something that ought to be at White Springs.
Sounds like
we only got one. And her daddy, that's Dan, that lives in Braden, has been a promise to have it reproduced, you see.
Yeah.
I thought maybe if I ever get it reproduced, I'd take that up there and just nail it on the wall.
She has gone out to Brooks College in Santa Barbara, California. Because she didn't know what she wanted to do. She finished a college at Mercer in Macon. She went through 4 years there, and then she came back and just still wasn't happy, so they sent over here to the University of South Florida, and she got into photography over there. And now they say that this is the finest school of photography that they know of. And it's in Santa Barbara, California. So her daddy bought her a car, and she and her mother drove out there. And then her daddy went out to see whether she was going to live and everything, and then they flew back.
Yeah.
But they say she's very happy in this work, so I'm glad she's found something that she'd like.
But she really made some nice pictures.
Yeah.